Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, betting plus a good beaver and checking out at the store. It's all coming up in just a minute.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
It's the last thing a stupid redneck says before he dies.
What?
Hey, y'all, watch this! That's my people!
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, Willie Griswold.
Hey, Chick. Good to see you, man.
Yes, indeed. Jess is shuffling through her news, what do you
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Go right ahead.
You guys were talking about sports betting earlier.
Yeah. Yes.
Willie, did you see this? So there was a guy who bet on the length of the, what did they sing, the national anthem?
Oh,
yeah, they do.
Yes.
And he won because he went the day before and was standing outside the stadium taping or
stopwatching
how long the rehearsals were taking.
Oh.
Bet on that and won big.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair.
That's brilliant.
That's just good. I don't like it. I don't think it's necessarily ethical, but it's fair in that he didn't. Oh, boy.
He did the work.
It was a pretty good rendition. Charlie Puth did, too. It sounded beautiful.
It was nice.
Yeah, it did.
He's got a nice voice.
I like that Charlie Puth.
He's great, man.
Yeah. He and Brandi Carlile did wonderful.
She was the best, too.
Yeah, she was real good.
Is Puth's, is that a real scar, or is he just being fashionable?
The eyebrow thing?
I think he slipped with his trimmer, I think.
Oh!
Slipped or slept?
Slipped? Or did I say slept?
I don't know.
Well, you sleep with your trimmer, you're bound to get caught. Yeah.
I'm going to marry my trimmer. Jess, what do you have in news over there?
Wild beavers have returned to the UK for the first time in 400 years.
I like this.
This has to be
400 years.
Good, right?
The BBC reports that two pairs of beavers were recently released at a nature reserve in Cornwall.
Yes.
As part of the country's first fully licensed release.
Right. Why is that called Cornball?
Seems like a lot of pressure for two beaver.
Right?
You got to repopulate the entire country?
Mm-hmm.
The species is being reintroduced after beavers were hunted to extinction in England more than 400
That's
years
right
ago.
Now, here they are. We're reintroducing them. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the beavers.
Better 3 weeks.
Are you sure? Are they boy and a girl beaver? Or?
It doesn't say their gender.
Gay? No, they're releasing gay beavers in England. They're doing it. They said they wouldn't do it. They're doing it.
They're doing it.
Gay beavers. Wow.
Last year, permission was also granted to reintroduce beavers to the Scottish Highlands.
So, cool.
Good news.
Have you ever seen a beaver, an actual real beaver?
Yes.
Up close?
They're huge.
Oh, not too up close, no.
No?
But yes, I agree with you. It was much bigger than I thought it would
be. Yeah, yeah. It's like a small bear. It is.
I don't know what kind of beavers you're bumping up
against.
That's
a big beaver,
Jess.
They are big beavers.
Man.
Perhaps soon they'll reintroduce dentists to England.
Maybe they could seasoning in their food, fellas.
You know, George Harrison owned a beaver.
Right, Pat?
This is fascinating.
You know, they named it Cornball. I don't think I'd do well around a beaver. I don't know. I'd be nervous.
I bet not.
They're doing their own thing. They have jobs. They're working on dams. They're working on trees.
Yes, but they have been known to attack.
Do they really?
Yeah.
They slap the water with that big tail.
They don't have a good work-life balance. They can get frustrated sometimes. That happens.
Yeah.
You know, you got to take time for yourself, for your beaver.
What's that tail feel like? Like, is that hairy or is it like a...
I think it's like
that's a good question.
It's like a snake skin. Right?
See, I always thought it was like the roof of a house.
Yeah.
Like shingles.
Like
rough?
Like yeah, shingles? Real rough. Yeah.
I assumed it was like a leathery oven mitt.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Ooh, I thought it was like a chenille robe.
Are they, they're kind of, if you, they're a little wet, right? They're damp. They're always by water, aren't they?
Yeah, they tend to be damp.
And then is the tail slimy all the time or only if it, well, if it dries out?
They're like water be, dogs, right? They're like water dogs, like it comes off of them. Like
yeah, it seems to wick.
You don't want to be around a dry beaver, I can tell you that. Those are bad news.
Chickster, you better behave over
here. What am I doing? What the hell am I doing over here?
We used to eat the beaver down the street. Remember the place that had the beaver?
Just they did. They served beaver, and it was pretty good.
It was pretty good.
But sometimes they would hold the beaver till the next day. And
dust this off.
It wouldn't be safe to eat, isn't it?
I went to a place that served exotic dishes like elk and wild boar. I heard it was delicious. It was so delicious. I had to pour it on my glasses. But one thing I ate made me sick. It's so sad to see.
What was it?
Good beaver gone bad. One time. Good beaver gone bad. It was tough and dry. I took a whiff and almost fainted. The pink had turned brown and it tasted kind of tainted. You take your chances eating out. Oh, I should have had a trout. Good beaver gone bad. You want it fresh. Don't let it spoil rotten. Oh, leave it hanging around where it's forgotten. You better eat it while it's hot, cause pretty soon it's not. Oh, good beaver goes bad.
Here we go.
Sometimes a beaver make that sound. Love is dried up. It once was so delicious. She's cruel and she's cold now, vile and vicious. She was up to no good while she not on the wood. Yeah. Good beaver gone bad. Here we go. We'll sing along at the end. Good beaver. They'll sing along at the end. Good beaver.
Good beaver.
Wow, 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 wow.
You sued this. You get us ready for a sing-along.
You did it again.
We don't know what you're going to, and then we did join, and then you bailed on it.
I like a surprise.
A United Airlines passenger headed from Los Angeles to Nicaragua found himself landing in Tokyo after no one had noticed he boarded the wrong flight.
How's well, this happening today?
No, wait.
I don't know.
But isn't... Shouldn't he take some responsibility at some point to be on the right plane?
Yes, but there are so many people that check your stuff.
I mean, he did. You know, if you're in the wrong boarding group, they'll say, hey, sir, get back in the back of the line.
That.
Like, they check you.
He didn't look around, though, and go, man, there are a lot of Asians going to Texas this week. Or Nicaragua, or wherever.
Nicaragua, not Texas.
I didn't listen.
Victor Calderon told Spanish language media that he realized something was wrong when the 3-hour and 15-minute flight to his connection in Houston was taking 6 hours.
Did he notice after his fourth or fifth whiskey soda?
He was shocked to learn from the flight attendant that the plane was headed to Tokyo. Mr. Calderon was left stranded at the airport until United could arrange a return flight to Los Angeles.
Well, I hope they picked up the bill for it. They didn't charge.
Yeah.
I still, I don't know.
He should not have been allowed on the plane.
No.
I don't get it.
How did he, that's nothing short of, he's a stowaway, right? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I can't get on a plane and just go to Nicaragua. They wouldn't let me with a...
Why would you go there, do you think? What the hell's going on over there? It's got to be a mess, right? I don't know anything about it, but I just assume it's mostly like...
There's got to be some problems.
Flies and unblown up mines.
Yeah.
Problem with Sandinistas?
The locals? I know Sandinistas, yeah.
Drugs? Would you go for drugs?
Probably some drugs.
Okay.
Maybe he's from there.
Well, then what was he doing here? That's why
he was self-deporting. So,
job well done.
Just the ignorance.
Oh, actually,
what's going on over there? What do they got going on down there? I don't know.
Hey, Jeff, Tom has a note for you, real quick.
Yeah. We'll have a nice day and a nice life.
He sounds so sincere. That's what's so awful
really
about.
It's when he gets sincere. That's when you got to be careful. I've learned that. When he's goofing around, everybody is having fun.
It's like the vote of confidence for the football coach or the baseball manager. I'm behind him 100%.
He's our guy, yeah.
Whenever this has come up, his excuse for what he said was, well, the piece had lasted so long.
Oh, yeah, he keeps complaining about that for whatever reason.
That was the proper response to a bit that had gone too long.
Oh, yeah.
Have a nice life.
And I remember because I had to replay the intro music 3 times for it. Replay it.
That's true.
That's true.
Scientists have determined why dogs sense when you're sad, stressed, or smiling.
Because they're aware and they can see you crying.
They're sweet. Yeah.
Thanks to thousands of years of co-evolution, dogs' brains have dedicated areas that are sensitive to voice, similar to those in humans. Hmm. In a brain imaging scan, researchers found that emotionally charged sounds, a laugh, a cry, an angry shout, activate a part of the brain involved in processing emotions. This allows them to read human social signals and respond accordingly.
Oh, this is a nothing study. I mean, this is just...
I have read this, that dogs are far more aware and they can... They sense the tone in your voice, and they take things personally. And
is there a chance if you're a scientist and you have to apply for a grant, just sometimes you want to do one where it's like, hey, this is a home run. Yeah. I know this is going to work. My hypothesis is going to work this time.
Yeah.
And I get to hang out with dogs for a while.
Yeah, I get a show with dogs.
The hardest part of this must be filling the grant forms out, right?
Mm-hmm. That has to take a... I mean, they hire people to just do the grant forms, like nothing else.
No kidding?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then you have to find a bunch of people that are sad that want to hang out with dogs. That's weird.
Yeah.
Putting that Craigslist ad out there.
Dogs can even sniff out emotions. In a 2018 study, dogs exposed to sweat from scared people exhibited more stress than dogs that smelled happy sweat.
That's weird.
There's happy sweat?
Well, sex sweat is happy sweat, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But is it?
But a dog could... You guys sweat when you're scared?
Or
nervous. I don't have that.
Maybe that's why you like horror movies.
It's why I have to roll around in mud before a show.
And now here he is, Pigpen, ladies and gentlemen. Pigpen. What do you think? Wow.
Do you sweat before you get fairly nervous, Pat? Do you sweat?
Yeah, I used to. I for some reason with working out, the cortisol's come down a little bit. Yeah,
okay.
I used to get crazy nervous.
Yeah.
Do you remember Tommy Jonigan would sweat?
He was a big sweater,
so
dude.
Much,
you're right.
Yeah. He would have to wear some sort of absorbent pads underneath his arm. Yeah.
Jeff, you sweat, but is it because of the stage lights or is it nerves?
No, it's nerves.
Gotcha.
And it's bad.
Yeah, it is bad.
I have to bring a few shirts.
You'll bring like a Bruce rag up there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Do you think it would go better if you had better material?
Let me look into that and get back to you.
You know I love you. I'm just busting balls.
I love it.
You know, so the day of a show, people who do that here in the room, your body temperature will change like in the late afternoon. You start to get hot.
Yeah.
And go, oh, here we go. Like a natural fear response to performing.
It starts hours before the show?
For me, yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm late afternoon. I'm sweating right now in here.
I guess I've assumed that you're somewhat of a diva, but these stories you're telling me are... It puts you off the chart for being...
No, I will call the front desk and say, chill my room better.
Pat's great to be around before the show. You're in the green room. You're just getting your sets together, just getting your jokes in order. And he goes, hey, a little bit late to be writing jokes, isn't it? It's real fun.
That is funny.
Right before you go up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good time in Iowa, yeah.
Chick sweats in the grocery checkout.
I do too. I feel like I'm going to be called on to do something.
Oh, really?
I get really nervous.
I sweat, but I'm just excited to eat my rotisserie chicken in the car.
You sweat at a self-checkout?
No, I don't. I have noticed that self-checkout, I'm okay.
Hmm.
It's the interaction with other people.
It's very particular to a type of checkout person.
That's right. A middle-aged, older woman.
He gets
that
really
reminds
nervous.
Me of my mother. I get real...
I mean, that
sweaty.
Tracks, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
if you don't use your Kroger card, you're just leaving money on the table, Mr. McGee.
Oh, jeez.
And the sweeter they are, the madder he gets.
Oh. Hey, don't you... Oh, hi, honey. How are you? Okay. Did you find everything you need, hon?
Oh, it's such an experiment.
I ain't your honey, all right?
Hey, Josh, do your impression of putting the healthy food on the on the conveyor belt for the...
Oh, the story. Yeah, it really just, happened.
Oh, yeah, this yeah, really did happen. What's yeah.
The, your, put your...
Yeah, I had... Yeah, you know, I was changing my my diet around, and I had some vegetables and fruit and lean meats and all this stuff, and the cashier, who I'd never met before, never seen her, she looked at me and looked at the food, and she goes, "Making some changes, huh?"
That had to actually happen. It's too funny it for did. It not
yeah.
to happen.
Didn't yeah. Yeah. Go in the act. I love that. Yeah. Oh, making yeah. some changes, huh?
did it hurt?
Yeah.
It was so funny that, no, I didn't yeah. let it hurt me.
That's so
and
funny.
And I knew her heart was in the right place.
Right. Right.
That's so funny.
Boy, I'd get so mad if that happened to me. You know what else I get upset with? Now, hey, hon, how are you? Oh, sweetie, okay, I don't like that.
That's
and
nice.
No. And I, those self, the customer service people talk to you like you're a kindergartner. Hi, how may I help you? Uh-huh, okay. That overly sweet fake, you know they're not, they're putting, oh.
You want someone mean, you want, hey, what do you need?
No, oh,
you
can't get it to normal, work. Just normal. A normal person.
I don't like, what is a CVS they go when you, did you find everything okay? Well, I'm here.
I'm checking yes.
out. I'm checking out.
Yes, and now I'm even more upset because I have, Pat and I are far more in common than I ever dreamt. Oh, my God.
Did you find everything okay? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Last time that happened to me, I was like, actually, it took me like 12 minutes to find the Velveeta. If you want to know,
does.
I yeah. did find it, but it wasn't easily.
They have it.
It's not where you think it should be.
Yes, they yes. have it. They have it hidden.
It's always on an end cap.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's very odd.
It's not with cheese. No. It's not with macaroni.
Dude, Velveeta is a tough find it at the is. Grocery store.
It's by
is.
The hotel, right?
Almost all
sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Some it should be with like the Tostitos, the chips or something. Something you're going to melt, right?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Because it doesn't have to be refrigerated. It's not with the cheese.
Did you find the Velveeta, honey?
You know what my therapist told me? Because I'm with you, chick. I used to have an issue with like servers that were really kind
yes.
and overly and stuff.
Yes,
in
hate
fact,
em.
You and I, if we went to lunch and we had one of those, we would go, oh, do we have to run out of here?
I think we're going to have to leave, yeah.
My therapist said, she said, listen, you deserve kindness. And
no, I don't.
See, that's our issue.
Yeah,
we don't think we deserve nice treatment.
That's the root of it.
That, yes, yeah. yeah, yeah.
Makes me uncomfortable. Makes me sweat.
Did you ever have the waitress sit down with you? At the
oh
table?
Yeah. What about
that? Does not bother me.
I hate that.
Oh
yes.
And invite you into your conversation. You know, I went to North Carolina once. Get out of my table. Yeah, that happened.
It was specific.
I could never be a server. I would not be good at it.
Is anybody else? I have been recently.
I did it for 3 weeks. TGI Fridays in Tampa.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, I bet you were amazing.
I know you
were. I can't believe
were.
How bad I was.
I was an Outback server for 6 months.
Oh, okay.
I would constantly forget things and drop things.
Oh, I did. Oh, yeah, I did.
That's all.
It was horrible.
A lot of dropping going on.
So much dropping.
Yeah. Oh, and as I sweat on stage, I also sweat as your server, and there's nothing people love more than their server sweating into their food as they do.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.